Peace to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to the sixth season of Guerrilla Christianity. As we come to a time of prayer, first and foremost, I would ask that you, for the next 3 days, keep our annual conference in your prayers. We're going to be meeting in Wildwood beginning this afternoon. Myself and Susan will be going down as your representatives from Hudson United Methodist Church. We hope to represent you well, but ultimately we also hope to represent God well. There's been a lot of division in our church lately, not this church in particular, but in the denomination of the United Methodist Church. The special session of the General Conference and also the special session of the Annual Conference has really shown a great deal of the division in our denomination. My prayer as we go down is that God's presence will be made known, that God's Spirit will be upon us, and that God's will be done. We might not always be happy with God's will. We might not always be happy with what God is calling us to do. We might even think that we know better than God what we should do for God. But that's arrogance. We need to humble ourselves as a denomination. And my prayer is for our bishop and all the representatives who are going to be there this weekend, that we would come together in the Spirit of God as one. So I pray and I ask you to pray for the annual conference as it proceeds today and tomorrow and also Tuesday morning up until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty, most gracious God, we humble ourselves before you because you alone are God. You stood in ages past and spoke into nothing and created all things by a command. You formed the earth. You formed us out of the dust of the earth. You breathed life into our nostrils and you made us in your own image. We pray, Lord, that as your creation, that we would never try to put ourselves above or ahead of you. You are our God. You and you alone reign supreme in all of the universe, which is your creation. We wouldn't even be here were it not for you and for your creative spirit. And so, Lord, we humble ourselves before you. As our denomination gathers this week in Wildwood, New Jersey, we pray for your Holy Spirit to be upon the hearts of the men and women who submit themselves in an attitude of servanthood to do your work. In the best way that we know how, yes, but allow us, Lord, to say yes to your Spirit. And may we never be so arrogant or so bold as to think that we know better than you. That we can call ourselves more knowledgeable than those who put down in writing your holy word, inspired by your Holy Spirit. Let us never be so arrogant as to think that we know better than you. And so, Lord, we pray. We pray for our Bishop John Scholl, that he would be a leader with your own heart. We pray for all the cabinet members, that they would guide and lead our clergy and laity into a new era of obedience to you and to your holy word. We pray for our lay members and all the clergy. We pray especially, Lord, for those who are retiring tonight because they've given their entire lives to your service. And we pray for those who will be ordained and commissioned tonight because they are embarking on a journey of faith which includes laying down their very lives for the gospel. And so, Lord, we just pray for our annual conference that in all things, Lord, you would be glorified. In all things, all glory to you, God, our Father. Lord, you've heard the concerns on our hearts. You've heard our cries, our sorrows, our needs. You know our needs before we even speak them, Lord. And so we lay these things at the feet of your throne. We know that you hear every prayer. We know that you answer every prayer. We might not always be happy with the answer, Lord, but you are our God. You are sovereign, Lord. And we know that in the end, that all things work for the good of those who love you and who are called according to your purpose. And so we humble ourselves and we submit ourselves to your authority this day and every day. Not just today, not just for Sunday morning, but every hour of every day. We are your people and you are our God. All this we pray in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, who taught us to pray, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this edition of Guerrilla Christianity. My hope and prayer is that this time of listening to and learning from God's Word has blessed you as much as it has blessed me putting this message together. Now, I have been blessed that God has called me to minister to two churches in rural New Jersey, Ebenezer United Methodist Church in Auburn and Hudson United Methodist Church in Pedricktown. And if you don't have a church family to call your own, I'd like to invite you to join us on Sunday mornings. We are a Bible-believing, gospel-preaching, Christ-adoring faith community in the heart of New Jersey's farmland. But if you don't live nearby, get involved with the church where you are. We are not called to be Christians in isolation, but in community. So I would encourage you to live out your faith with a group of like-minded believers where you are. Again, I pray that you have been blessed by this teaching, and I hope that you will join us again next time. God bless you and keep you. Amen.